The third secret principle I want all parents to know is to not keep secrets. This may sound strange as something to tell parents or kids, so let me explain. In my earlier years as a pediatrician, I recall giving a mother reassurance that her 9-month-old baby would not realize or be affected by the impending divorce happening between herself and her soon-to-be ex-husband. At the time, I rationalized my actions as wanting to provide comfort and diminish her worry about the matter, and I honestly believed that it could not possibly make a difference to a 9-month-old baby's experience. I now know how inaccurate and untrue that advice was, but of course, back then, I didn't know any better. What I have come to understand is that from an energy perspective, there is no way to hide or keep secrets from your kids, because they are connected to you as their parents, as well as all other members of the primary and extended family unit. I have further learned and come to realize that energy connections exist between parents and their children, and this energy movement can travel in both directions. This leads me to bring up another topic which requires our acceptance. In my opinion, there is no in-between. What I mean is this: we have to accept the fact that we as human beings are subject to energetic influences, or we are not. It makes sense that even if there are different degrees of sensitivity to energetic effects, either we are subject to their influences or we are not. There cannot be gray or muddy areas when it comes to this. Even if the energy effects are not noticed, they are nonetheless there. They may not present or manifest for many years, but the effect or input has already taken place. I have seen this play out in the history and experiences of several patients in my own practice. For me, it is very easy to accept this notion of energy having an effect on people, and especially kids. The next question is, how do we interpret what the child is feeling when secrets are being kept from them, either intended or not? This is a very important topic of investigation, and I want to help you to better understand why I have included this as part of these secret principles for parents. The consequences I see in this situation is that the child who detects the energy effects of secrets being kept from them will automatically react to it, even if it remains at the unconscious or subconscious level. Another possible outcome is that the child's energy system will be inclined to devote energy outward in an attempt to balance the perceived energy imbalance that they feel. This is another reason why keeping secrets can actually be harmful to a child from an energy perspective. Another consequence is that eventually, when the truth comes out later, the child, who may be an adult by then, will feel betrayed, and this can lead to further problems with trusting other people, not to mention family members who may have been complicit in keeping the secret. Of course, the underlying motivation is not under question. That is, secrets are supposedly kept to protect the innocent or to protect the young. The problem, however, is that the energy effect on the child is not being taken into account, and this leads to further problems or even other symptoms or conditions when this was never the intention of the parents or the family in the first place. I have written previously about intuitive kids and their varying degrees of sensitivity. If a parent is using the strategy of keeping secrets from their kids, they must believe that there are no immediate or long-term consequences. I think it is imperative for all parents to know that there are consequences, and these are easily explained by the energy medicine system. Think about how some kids can be affected by their environment, like school or home, a crowded public place like a mall, or being in a moving vehicle. These environments have energetic effects on kids, and in this context, is it any wonder that kids can be affected by their own parents and family members? The bottom line with this principle is, simply stated, don't keep secrets. It does not work, and it is not worth it in the long run. My belief is that even if the subject matter is difficult, like a divorce, knowing that one is adopted, problems with the law or changes in routine, family makeup or deaths in the family, these are all better revealed in an age-appropriate manner and with a proper explanation. I often recommend what I call narration to describe what is happening and why for your child. Even if they are too young to understand the exact nature of the issue, they will understand the feeling being projected or broadcast by you, the parent. It is the degree of sensitivity that determines how much of this is picked up by the child. But again, my belief is that the effect that the child will feel cannot be zero. It must be something that registers because it is energy related and energetically perceived. From a historical perspective, I have learned that this energetic sensitivity begins in the prenatal experience, which means anything that the mother feels is registered by the baby in a very basic way. This is another instance where narration or editing can be used to reframe or contextualize the event or experience for the benefit of the child, and in many cases, for the benefit of the mother or parent. Remember that your child will respond to your lead. You have a tremendous influence on how your child perceives the world, and it makes sense to use that influence to educate and elucidate the reality of what they are experiencing. In this way, you can help them to avoid making mistakes and expending energy on things unnecessarily. For this third secret principle for parents, just remember that according to the energy medicine perspective, it is not possible to truly keep secrets from your child, and it is not worth it because the consequences can be more problematic than the energy required to keep the secret in the first place.